Hello, everyone. I'm here today to talk about a vital skill that will save you hours of study time, speed reading. Now, when I mention this topic, a lot of students immediately assume I'm just going to tell them to skim the text, or perhaps scan for specific key words. However, true speed reading actually entails acquiring novel techniques, and most importantly, getting rid of your bad habits first. It's not just about a book, it's about reading smarter and training your brain to process information differently. Before you learn how to read faster, you need to know exactly where you currently stand. Some people suggest just estimating or counting how many pages you can read in a minute, but the most accurate method is to calculate your baseline speed by timing yourself with a standard text and a stopwatch. Write that number down so you can track your progress over the coming weeks.
Once you know your starting point, the first major hurdle to overcome is subvocalization. When we first learn to read as children, we are taught to read out loud. As adults, we eventually stop moving our lips, but many of us still hear the words being spoken in our minds. You must learn to silence this inner voice, because your brain can process visual information much faster than you can mentally speak it.
To help your eyes move smoothly and quickly across the page, you shouldn't just rely on your eye muscles alone. Using a ruler or a blank piece of paper to cover the text might seem like a good idea to some, but the absolute best tool is a simple pointer, like a pen or even your index finger, gliding swiftly under the lines. Your eyes will naturally track the continuous movement.
Another incredibly common mistake is reading word by word. If you do this, your eyes have to stop constantly, which slows you down immensely. Instead, you need to widen your peripheral vision. Try not to fixate on single words. Practice looking at text in chunks. By taking in three or four words at a single glance, you drastically reduce the number of times your eyes stop on a given line.
When you are reading these groups of words, you also need to prioritize. A sentence is full of vocabulary that doesn't actually carry the core meaning. While it might be tempting to read every single adjective or adverb to get the stylistic flavor of the text, you should actively train your brain to ignore grammar words like the, is, or and, focusing instead on the essential nouns and verbs that deliver the actual message.
Now, let's talk about the structure of the text itself. Before you dive into the main body of an article, you should always look at the layout. Titles and pictures are obviously useful, but paying close attention to any subheadings will give you the most reliable roadmap of how the author's arguments are organized and developed.
When you are actually reading the paragraphs, remember that writers usually follow a standard format. Don't waste your precious time hunting for the main idea in the middle or at the end of the paragraph. In academic texts, the opening sentence almost always contains the central point. If you understand that, you can often skim the rest of the paragraph, which is usually just supporting evidence or examples.
Another major speed bump for readers is the habit of losing concentration and going back to reread sentences you've just looked at. This is a technical flaw known as regression, and it ruins both your speed and your overall flow. To combat this, you simply have to force yourself to keep moving forward, trusting that the context will clarify any minor confusion.
Finally, the goal of speed reading isn't just to look at words quickly, it's to actually understand them. To ensure you aren't sacrificing comprehension for speed, don't just immediately start the next chapter or take a quiz. Instead, pause at the end of a section and mentally create a short summary of what you've just learned. If you can do that accurately, you've successfully speed-read the text.